How do I improve my social media presence?
Well, there's one. There's posting often and regularly. There's no other way to make yourself known than to repeatedly talk about yourself and to repeatedly just put yourself out there. You are better off posting content that's related to something that's currently trending. The best way to do it is ride a trend on TikTok or on YouTube. So if everyone on YouTube is doing reaction videos, or if people are what people are doing now are, you know, learning type videos, it's like you're learning something that's not within your current range of skills and talents. Gaming content on YouTube, and you will be able to further build your presence online, mostly on social media if that's what you want. You would think that if the market's so saturated, if everyone's doing the same thing, but if you're doing the same thing, if you're going to ride the same trend, do it your way. Like, what would you do? How would you take this trend and make it your own and stand out from the rest of them? Because then it makes it a bit more impressive that, you know, you're able to kind of like rise above and like stand out from like everybody else running this trend. So yeah, so post often, post regularly, and follow a trend. Don't have to do it all the time. It makes sense to just kind of get your name out there where everybody's eyes are.
So here's something that I've been implementing more, and something that I have listened and heard to for a long time. I just came from a scarce mindset. So a couple things is improving your social media presence. For, well, one, it's kind of important on which social media you're trying to get on at this current moment in time. Just looking at the app store earlier today, TikTok is pretty damn good. And then I'd say even YouTube Shorts, and based off what I heard from Gary Vee and his team, like, they are, Facebook fan pages are back. So that's something to take a look at. So I guess it depends on which social media presence you're doing, because each platform is different. But then from there, a couple things to consider is like, what's your messaging? Who's your target audience? What's your end goal in trying to build that audience? And then from there, like, say for example, like, you trying to improve your social media audience is with the purpose of showing that you do, I don't know, you do Pokemon cards, you do trading cards, you talk about dads, you're a dad, or your podcast, whatever it is. Okay, kind of define that. And then from there, that's just one aspect, because my brain is also telling me if you have multiple interests, there's nothing wrong with that either, because I like sharing a lot of my dad stuff, me talking about my dad, my podcast, and all those things. So there's nothing wrong with going broad, but I guess it kind of depends. But from there, I've been a lot more bullish on volume in terms of posting, just because it just makes sense in terms of more at-bats, more opportunities to be seen, and just more, instead of just the one, and kind of hoping that it gets kind of the hit. I kind of view this as like the radio. You don't hear like a new song just once every hour. Those motherfuckers, those labels and all that, they play it multiple times throughout the hour, throughout the day. It's essentially the same thing with your content. The more opportunities that you share, because if it's important to you, you're gonna talk about it. You don't just like, if you don't just be like, hey, and then you're done. If it's important, then you share as often as possible, and you kind of nerd out about it. And if it's someone who vibes with it, you can. If you've seen it, I'm pretty sure some of you guys might have experienced it. Like, someone who vibes with what you're talking about, you can talk with them for an hour or two, and then essentially the same here. If they like what you're talking about, like short form and whatnot, then they'll want to keep engaging with it. And you just gotta give yourself more chances to put yourself out there. So that's essentially what I've been doing. And from there, just in terms of numbers, because again, the way I used to do it, I worried very much about consistency. So I posted once every day, peak times, all the things and whatnot, got good reach, got good impressions, decent engagement. But the thing is, like, especially for my stuff, I felt like I always had to kind of wait to try to figure out what content was working, or I just ended up being too busy to even pay attention. So now that I'm posting more every day, I see what type of content is working better. Is it a podcast clip? Is it a dance clip? Is it like, you know, which one of the podcast clips are working? Because I'm on several podcasts. There's like a personal one, a personal, it's just even a photo performing better. So there's just a lot more opportunities to see within the volume within that week. One, it allows me to see, to play with all different types of content at a shorter amount of time. Not only that, it also gives an opportunity for other people to be seeing your content. And by the end of the week, if you want to optimize, you can see the best performing stuff, eliminate what's not working, and you just kind of optimize and focus on the content that's working best. And you just, I don't know, triple down on that. The thing with that, though, is that if you're going to post four times a day, you gotta set time aside to be able to document or create the content that you want to do, because four times a day is very demanding. So that's kind of one of the reasons I originally wanted to post one a day, because if I was able to post consistently for once a day, I could, like, with all the content that I have, I can easily have like 2 months scheduled out. Cool. Thing is, it's 2 months scheduled out, the content can get old and get stale, things change, or I can just forget and, you know, I don't end up posting for a month because everything was scheduled so far out. And then again, but the thing with that is I have such limited opportunities to get the messaging out there. I don't know why it took a while for me to personally implement it in terms of volume, but I'm here now and definitely posting a lot more because, again, you have more chances to get your message out there. And I think this is something kind of similar to lifting weights if you're trying to build strength. So I think kind of volume is pretty important. Like, if the more time you spend on the thing, the better you'll get at it. So, and then same thing, the more you kind of put yourself out there. And obviously you gotta optimize, as I said earlier, the better you'll get, the more opportunities people will see your stuff. So that's, I think, one of the ways. I mean, I can go on and on a little bit more, the other ways, but just on an organic basic level, put a lot of stuff out there. Do your best if you're working on your own, if you're a solopreneur, do your best to produce good content, obviously, and give your best stuff for free, because if you're trying to hold on to it, then you're holding on to too much. So like, because chances are, like, what, the a small group of people will actually do it, and then most people will just take your advice and just be like, oh, this guy's an authority, and they'll listen to you. So yeah, give away your best stuff, give and share your knowledge, make it entertaining, all the things, be consistent, and volume. At least this is like the current meta in what I'm talking about.